This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's going to be a busy day. They're still counting votes in one of the two Georgia Senate races, but there is a winner in the other race. These two contests together will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports on the Democrat who won his race this morning.
Reverend Raphael Warnock early this morning defeated Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler.
With hope, hard work, and the people by our side, anything is possible.
At a GOP gathering intended to be a victory party, Republican National Committee woman Ginger Howard sought divine intervention.
Help us to hold the line in Georgia. And Lord, I'm just going to be big and bold and ask that you would help us win.
State elections officials say the margins have been tight with strong voter turnout on both sides. I'm Jackie Quinn.
We said today was going to be busy. Well, today's the day Congress convenes to confirm Joe Biden's presidential victory. And experts predict a political confrontation not seen since the Civil War era. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
At least 13 GOP senators and dozens more House members say they will officially object to results showing Joe Biden won, citing President Trump's repeated claims of electoral fraud.
Since the election, we have put forth indisputable evidence.
But the baseless claims were rejected by elections officials from both parties in several states, judges, and even a Supreme Court with three Trump appointees. Today's constitutionally mandated process is the final step in reaffirming Biden's win.
About 5 million Americans have now been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. could soon be giving at least 1 million shots a day. This is AP News. There's one place where they're not getting COVID shots, says our Charles Ledesma. He reports from overseas.
As tens of thousands of people across the European Union begin rolling up their sleeves to get a coronavirus vaccination shot, one corner of the continent is left behind, feeling isolated and abandoned, the Balkans. Balkan nations such as Bosnia and Serbia have struggled to get access to COVID-19 vaccines from multiple companies and programs. Most of the nations on Europe's southeastern periphery are still waiting for their first vaccines to arrive, with no firm timeline for the start of their national inoculation drives. One expert has told regional TV network 24, the rich have grabbed all the available lifeboats, leaving the less fortunate behind. I'm Charles Diladesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.